Technology always moves on, to the extent that devices that seemed a revolution when they were first introduced soon become part of everyday life. Take the USB memory stick, for example. Once associated just with computers, they're now beginning to form the backbone of the way that thousands of blind and partially sighted people across the UK now receive their local talking newspaper or magazine, replacing the non-reusable CD in many instances. Calibre Audio Library has long been supplying its books on these small, roughly 5x2 centimetre thumb drives, as they're also called, and RNIB Talking Books now also uses them, although in both cases they still retain the CD option. British Wireless for the Blind Fund incorporates the ability to play memory sticks into its bespoke players, so this is now a mainstream way for vision-impaired people to listen to audio. So, if you're thinking about buying or replacing an audio player, how do memory sticks and CDs, whether normal audio discs, MP3 or navigable Daisy discs, compare with one another? And has the CD-type disc had its day? Well, to find out, we spoke to Paul Porter, who heads RNIB's technology team.
I think we had the same discussion back in 1985 or thereabouts when CDs were first sort of on the scene and they replaced cassettes, and that, of course, has pretty much happened. And CDs were a great boon because it's a much easier medium, you could skip around. We're now moving on to memory sticks, which are much more portable, they're reusable, which CDs aren't necessarily so. CDs are relatively fragile, you know, they can be broken, whereas a memory stick is quite a robust little piece of technology. So I think CDs are possibly on the wane, also because of online services and people downloading music and information to their computers and smartphones. The CD is possibly losing favour, but I think it'll be a little while yet before it finally disappears from the scene.
So don't throw the CD player away quite yet.
Absolutely not.
And you're talking about the navigability, the ability to move around from one track to another, which might be a different chapter of a book, or it could be an information source where you move from one topic to another. And of course, then there's the Daisy discs, which of course, I know it's a slightly different thing, but still that idea of being able to move around, that's important, isn't it?
That's right. I think really the way to look at it is that the same content that you would have on a CD, you can have on a memory stick. So listeners shouldn't be too worried about either using a CD or a memory stick to have the same content. You know, it's just a different medium to deliver the same information, the same navigability, and the same ability to speed up and slow down and do everything that you might be familiar with. Particularly if you're using Daisy content on a memory stick, it really just works in the same way.
Now, of course, our task here is not to favour one or the other, but just to kind of tell it like it is. But I suppose we should say that one of the, if you like, benchmarks of the difference between the two, it's who's using them and for what, who's actually using them to put information out there. Talking newspapers, local talking newspapers, hundreds of them across the UK. There's quite a move now towards USB memory sticks as a carrier of a local talking newspaper or local talking magazine, isn't there?
That's right. You know, I think it's about simplicity. I guess it's about money saving. So, you know, you can have a little player for maybe £25-30. You turn it on, put in a memory stick, and, you know, the contents will be read back. So it's almost like putting a cassette into a cassette player. It's very easy to use. There's not too much can go wrong. So that technology has been used by talking newspapers. It's also being used by RNIB Talking Books on our Daisy book. So you've got the choice of memory stick or CD for your talking book content. So we are starting to use that now as well.
Is the USB memory stick, if you like, a bit more of the latest equivalent of the cassette than the CD was?
That's right. It's a very good analogy. You know, you receive your stick, listen to it, pop it back in the envelope, send it back to the talking newspaper, they put it into a machine, the information's wiped and the new information's recorded onto it and then sent back out again. So exactly the same process as we had with cassettes, whereas with CDs, most of them aren't reusable, so, you know, it's recorded and then disposed of. So I guess a much healthier way of doing it, you know, is possibly better for the environment as well.
And to the players themselves, as far as the USB memory stick player is concerned, you mentioned recently about a £25, £30, something like that, small portable player. I presume that does plug into the mains. What kind of controls do you get with them? How big are they? What are they like?
They're fairly small, sort of cube-shaped devices. They have a volume button, an on-off button, a forward and rewind button that moves you from track to track. So fairly simple. You typically pop in the stick and it'll just start playing, so not really anything to worry about in terms of complex controls.
And the comparable CD player, we've said that CDs haven't gone by any means, are the sort of price-wise but also shape and control-wise the equivalent of that USB memory stick player that you mentioned available to play and use a CD?
What you typically have with what you'd almost call a pocket-sized CD player, they're a bit more complicated and the buttons tend to be quite small and some people, you know, have found them difficult to use. So memory sticks, in those terms, you know, the players are easier to use. You're finding now that with the talking book players that you can buy, which are CD-based, they also have the capacity that you can plug in a memory stick. So you've got the best of both worlds. You can still use CDs, but you can plug in memory sticks. You can also plug a memory stick into your computer and use your computer to listen to the content. So there's lots of flexibility. But we found that the very cheapest of CD players weren't very usable by a lot of our members because, you know, the buttons were small, whereas the buttons on the memory stick players tend to be a little bit easier to use.
But you do still sell both CD players as well as the USB memory stick players?
We're focused on the traditional DAISY type of CD players, which are typically desktop models, but with the ability to, you know, plug in other media, SD cards and memory sticks. But we found that the little CD players weren't very usable, unfortunately. I think that's the main reason why we went over to memory sticks as an option, because it was easier to play those on different types of players.
And with these players, do you basically get what you pay for? So some will be more complex, will offer extra functions, and there are other very simple-to-use models which perhaps cost a little less?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the simple ones are very basic. They won't necessarily remember where you left off in a memory stick, so that's important for a book. So you might be looking at one of the DAISY players that'll play memory sticks or CDs. But, you know, the technology is always changing and, you know, hopefully there'll be a cheaper player that'll play memory sticks but will have a more DAISY-like capability.
And if you want more information about buying CD or memory stick audio playing devices, you can always phone RNIB's technology team on either 08459 00015 or 0207 391 2280, and they can be emailed at ict@rnib.org.uk. You may well want to discuss the ease of use of different devices and their overall accessibility. And to find out about British Wireless for the Blind Fund's audio players designed for use by blind and partially sighted people, which can be purchased through their trading arm, BWBF Direct, you can phone 01622 754 757 or email info@blind.org.uk.